Al-Bayan Radio presents the following Friday khutbah from Masjid al-Azhar, Bilmo, asking Allah that it serves as a benefit for all.
Inna alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu, wa nasta'inu bihi wa nastaghfiruhu, wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah, wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lah. وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق الجهاد حتى أتاه اليقين فصلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تمسك بسنته واكتفى بهديه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله تعالى، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أجارني الله وإياكم من النار. ثم أما بعد، Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, after A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, Ya Ayyuhal Ladheena Amanu, In Ja'akum Fasiqum Binaba'in Fatabayyanu, An Tusibu Qawman Bijahala, Fatusbihu Ala Ma Fa'altum Nadimin. Allah Azza wa Jal calls upon the believers, Ya Ayyuhal Ladheena Amanu. So this is a speech or a command for the believers. If you consider yourself a believer, then listen up. إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَأٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا. If an individual who is a disobedient comes to you with information, then investigate. أَن تُصِيبُوا قَوْمًا بِجَهَالَةٍ. Lest you harm a people out of ignorance. أن تصيبوا قوما بجهالة فتصبحوا على ما فعلتم نادمين. And you become over what you have done and what you have caused out of ignorance regretful. This word that Allah Azza wa Jal uses, فتبينوا, the essence of this word فتبينوا involves taking care of ensuring clarity in a matter, proceeding cautiously and not hastily. It implies diligent verification and certainty of the information before accepting it and spreading it. The general rule, the general command of Allah Azza wa Jal is control your senses, control your tongue, control your eyesight, control your hearing. For everything you say and do, you will be questioned about. Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. And do not pursue that of which you have no knowledge. Indeed, the hearing, the sight, and the heart, all of those will be questioned. You'll be questioned about what you say, about what you do, about the information you receive and how you deal with it. Do you verify? Do you confirm that it is authentic, or do you spread it carelessly, not caring about the repercussions of your actions? Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَأٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا. This is the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now taking this command, let's reflect and ponder over the actions of many over the past couple of days and what happened, the events that took place in Sydney. How were we from the command of Allah Azza wa Jal? How were we from the command of Allah Azza wa Jal to verify the information we received before basing judgments and spreading information? Did we verify or were we careless? Because there was a lot of misinformation. There was a lot of fake news. Not only were they baseless and fabricated, a lot of them, but a lot of this news that was shared, this fake news, put individuals in harm's way. Even put communities, masajid, in harm's way. All because we were having fun. What was it? What was the reason? You know, someone that receives information does not verify. What's the reason behind you spreading and sharing this information? Is it because you want to be known as the Mr. Information guy on a WhatsApp group? Or is it because you want to feel relevant on some group that you have friends? You want to be the relevant one, so you share, so they can say, good on you for sharing. Or you're having fun at the misery and the fear of others. You know how many Muslims are scared to leave their houses, are worried? You know how many people called up asking for fatwa that they skip the Jumu'ah prayer because they were feared that there was going to be a retaliation attack? To these people, we remind them, to the people that are scared, fear Allah Azza wa Jal. The reminder is fear Allah Azza wa Jal, the fearing He is deserving of. And remember that He is the first and the last. That He is the one that is in control of all affairs. Remember the imprint that is imprinted in your identity. مَا أَصَابَكَ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُخْطِئُكْ وَمَا أَخْطَأَكَ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُصِيبُكْ. That the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal, whether you're scared or not, is going to before you, whether of good or of bad. So as a believer, I don't get scared because of misinformation that I have received, or fake news that I have received. I don't skip the obligation of Allah Azza wa Jal coming to the masajid. I don't miss out on my day-to-day living because of information that is not verified. But then sometimes you excuse them. Some people are caught off guard. Some people don't have that rationale or that logic of thinking. Do you blame them? I might excuse them. Then who do you blame? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ كَذِبًا. It is enough for a man to prove himself a liar. Who's saying this and prove himself a liar to whom? On the tongue of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal, this person is a liar. That everything he receives of information, he spreads. Whether it's accurate, not accurate, verified, not verified, he spreads. Harmful, not harmful, he spreads. كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ كَذِبًا. It's sufficient enough of proof that this person is a liar be in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal on the tongue of his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's hated upon you, O believer, to engage in he said, she said talk. Al-qilu wal-qal. It's hated upon you to engage in talk that is baseless. Hated upon you by this religion of Allah. And this was the case, unfortunately. Sadly enough, fabrications, rumors, lies, fake news. And we took it. We took the bait and we spread it like wildfire. It put people in harm's way. It scared people. It put people, communities in harm's way. All because of a message that you did not consider. You thought, spread, send. So one must fear Allah Azza wa Jal in that which he receives of news and information, in verifying and confirming it, because the consequences can be detrimental. Going back to the verse, the first verse that we mentioned, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَأٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا. This verse, there was a reason for its revelation. There was a companion by the name of Al-Harith who became Muslim. And he agreed with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to collect the zakat from his people. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam agreed with him at an appointed time to send a messenger to collect this zakat. The appointed time came, and the appointed messenger did not. This companion awaited and thought, maybe the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is displeased with me. That's why he did not send the messenger. So he set path to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He prepared himself to go to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam with the zakat he collected. Meanwhile, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he dispatched a messenger to meet this companion at the designated time that was agreed. This companion, on the way there, decided to return back out of fear. And he said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, out of excuse, that Al-Harith wanted to kill me, and he did not give me the zakat. And this was baseless, and this was fabrication. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam dispatched an envoy to meet Al-Harith and verify this information. To which Al-Harith negated, and he said that Al-Walid did not, this companion that was supposed to come did not even come. Imagine a different stance. A stance where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hasha wa kalla, but imagine that he did not verify the information. And this person was in harm's way, all because of fake news, all because of fabricated information. He was in harm's way. And this may well and truly be you, if you don't actually fabricate the news, but you share fabricated news without verifying it. You can not only harm yourself, but you can harm communities. So fear Allah Azza wa Jal in that which you receive of information, and fear Allah Azza wa Jal and the way you deal with it. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه فيا فوز المستغفرين.